Thank you for joining us on this teaching of God's Laws for Business. And today we're going to talk about the law of growing step by step. The Word of God is the basis for everything we're doing. Let's look at Proverbs 13, verse 11. Dishonest money dwindles away, but whoever gathers money little by little makes it grow. That's a great verse, and it's so true. Here's another verse. Luke chapter 16, verse 12 in the Message Bible. If you are not honest in small jobs, who will put you in charge of the store? This is a great teaching on the value of growing step by step. The backbone of our teaching comes from lessons we've learned, but we also use teachings of stories of real people. Let's hear about the story of Asafiwe, a young lady in the country of Tanzania, and how she grew step by step into a wonderful transportation company. Asafiwe is a noticer. Though if you had visited her primary school in the heart of Tanzania, you probably would not have noticed her. When dismissed, her classmates would make a mad dash to play outside. She was often toward the back of the crowd, content to quietly make her way out of the room with no one noticing her. At her school, there was no shortage of loud and rambunctious games to be played, but there was a shortage of tasty snacks. And as you may guess, our noticer, Asafiwe, took notice. Using a little money she had saved, she purchased a big bag of nuts and divided it into smaller bags and began selling them at school. It was a hit. She recovered the money that she spent to buy the nuts and the bags and had a profit left over. Throughout her remaining primary and secondary school years, she continued to buy the nuts wholesale and resell them to her classmates. As she kept her little business going, she started setting a portion of her profits aside, saving it for the next opportunity. When she arrived at university, Asafiwe noticed her classmates were no longer spending their pocket money on things that tasted good, but on things that looked and smelled good. Using the money that she had saved, she purchased some shoes, wallets, body spray, cologne, and other small commodities and started a new business. She tried various products here and there and noticed what was selling and what was not selling. Business went well and she was making good sales, but she did not spend her profit all on herself. Instead of doing what most university students did, which was buying more and more things to look good and smell good, she put her money where it could do some good. Savings. Her savings account grew and grew, and she was on the lookout for the next opportunity and the next level. Her own experiences of business and the things she learned from other people near her worked together to move her business towards getting her money to work for her. She saw an opportunity to purchase a used motorcycle, and she took action. She found someone to rent the motorcycle from her, and this created a motorcycle taxi business. Within 3 months, she had made back the money she had invested to buy the motorcycle. Now her money was working for her even more. Over time, she saved up the profits from the first motorcycle and was able to purchase a second motorcycle, and then a third. She now had 3 people employed who were making money for themselves every day and paying rent to Asafiwe. Her business helped everyone involved, including helping people in her city that needed transportation. This was a great win-win for everyone. Asafiwe, the noticer, turned a bag of nuts into a motorcycle taxi business, and her story was just beginning. Today, she is still noticing. She notices the needs of those around her. She notices ways that she can serve and add value. She notices the results of her experiments with the business ideas that she has. She grew step by step, and she will keep growing. She's applying the laws of God, all of them, like a chain, pulling people into success. God's laws for business are not our ideas. They're God's ideas. So we look to the Bible and we see things that are true in the Word of God. Let's take the Old Testament story of David facing Goliath. This seems like a huge leap of faith, but God had led David step by step for years. In his earlier childhood, when he is taking care of the sheep, he defeated the lions and the bears. David learned the scriptures and during those same years developed the skills with a slingshot, the ability to throw a rock with great accuracy and hit the target. Let's look at Psalms 119, 105, "Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Yes, God's word does not illuminate the distant future, but instead it's the lamp by our feet, illuminating our next step. If he'll illuminate my next step, he will illuminate your next step as you grow and go step by step. Growing step by step is a foundational principle in life. You see, every person's journey through school is structured in a step-by-step progression. When you were in first grade in school, you could not have passed a single test at the sixth grade level. Physical growth is always done in a steady, incremental progression for humans, for plants, and for animals. Plants that grow extremely fast are often much weaker than those that grow at a steady rate. You see that in nature. So we must ask ourselves, should a business grow step by step? Is that a law? We believe it is. Now, some of the mistakes people make are these. Bigger is not always better. There seems to be a drive by most entrepreneurs to get big as fast as they can and realize that at each step, you will learn essential lessons that will help your business go to the next level. If you don't learn the lesson, you really don't want to go to the next level. Step-by-step growth helps your business to be strong and able to weather the storms of life. You must realize that every business will have challenges, and unless you know how to overcome those challenges, you're on a pathway of destruction and financial death. So we strongly suggest that for your first business, do not rely on bank loans or large sums of money coming from others or the government. Let me explain a simple progression for those of you that are starting a business for the very first time. It's our law number one in God's laws for business. Take the first step with what you have where you're at. Not big, but small. Then find your first customers. A lot of times these first customers may be family and friends. And that's good because they will give you valuable insight if they'll be honest and they'll help you. But they're really not the ultimate customer you're looking for. You're looking for customers, the very first customer, that is not your friend, family, relative, coworker, but somebody that sees the value of your product or service and chooses to exchange the money in their pocket for the value that you give to them at the point of sale. Now, with that first customer, work hard to serve them. Learn how to serve them. Then, as they are happy with your product or service, and they're telling others, and customers are coming to you with just a minimal amount of advertising, you will come to a point where you're turning away business. You see, when you find yourself regularly turning customers away, not just occasionally, but you see that the line of customers is longer than you can take care of, now it's time for you to think about taking the next step. Now, do not expand your business too large, hoping customers will come. This is a very common mistake. People get all geared up, make their place look good, their product look good, keep working and working on their product, but not having actually any customers. They're just hoping the customer will come. It is much better for you to be forced to build and expand because of established demand from your customers. They should be the force pulling you up to the next level. This is much less risky than letting your dreams and hopes determine your operating level. Taking a solid step is backed by money and customers. And the other way to do it is only backed by dreams and wishful thinkings. Now let's talk about purchasing pieces of equipment that might help you grow and expand. You should be careful to only purchase these assets when the cost of that purchase can be recovered fairly quickly. It should be recovered by the additional profit generated by the fact that you bought that equipment, and this will take some time over several months into the future. But you can see that. You can see that the money will be paid back because the equipment will produce the revenue necessary to pay back that cost of that equipment. Wisdom for growing step by step when it comes to hiring people and employees is very vital, so critical. Be careful who you hire. You should only hire employees when they have met these three conditions. Number one, your workload consistently exceeds what you and any help from your family members can currently handle. Don't just hire people. Make sure you really need them. Number two, you have enough cash flow to cover the additional labor and operating cost. See, it will take time for that new person to generate money enough to cover their own wages, so you need a little reserve. And then, of course, number three, that you have some cash on reserve for the emergencies of life and business. Life doesn't always go smoothly, even for the best-run business, so you must work towards having a reserve available to you to get you through those tough times. Start small when you're hiring people. Consider hiring a part-time employee only on an as-needed basis. When you need them, they work. When you don't, they go home. Then be certain to hire the very best person you can find for the job that you need completed. Do not just hire your cousin or your neighbor or somebody that just doesn't have a job. Consider their character, their experience, their abilities. The status symbol for your company should not be based on the number of employees that you have working for you. You should only hire people that you actually need. A poorly trained employee can decrease profit and production more than if you did not hire them to begin with. This is so critical. How can you train them? Then one of the more difficult things of being a business owner is letting a person go or firing them when it's not working out. You have to be willing to fire an employee that is not producing. It's not fair to them, and it's certainly not fair to you. I hope you are discovering and looking for these laws in your community. Once you start paying attention, you will see them pop up all around you. It's very interesting and exciting. We've learned a lot today, but it's useless unless we put it into action. Here are some challenging questions for you. Think about them. Write down your answers so that you can take action in the coming days. What are some businesses, churches, or organizations that grew too big and grew too quickly? What lessons can you learn from their path? Discuss your thoughts and findings with someone else. It's fun to learn together. And if you can learn from their story, you will save yourself from repeating these costly mistakes. It's interesting to look for the opposite of this finding. What are some businesses, churches, or organizations growing step by step? You can see it. What lessons can you learn from their example as well? Do you think it was easy for them to have the patience to grow at a slower but stronger rate? No, no one likes that. Discuss this with someone. Well, this ends the first part of God's Laws for Business, Growing Step by Step.